me. I haven't done one of these in a while, so I thought I would do one, just a recording of me humping my blanket. I really hope that people like these. I hope that you like this, but I haven't done one of these in a while. But I've just been so pent up lately, so yeah, I've just been really pent up, and I really need to get off. I like really need to get off. I need it so bad, and I need it. I need it, so I'm just gonna start humping my blanket. I've been thinking about like cuddling with a guy, and I've been thinking about cuddling with a guy, and I'm too embarrassed to say. I'm too embarrassed to say what I'm thinking about. So I'm really embarrassed. I'm sorry. But I'm thinking about something really embarrassing. I'm thinking about, like, I was cuddling with a guy I had a crush on, and he started like tickling me all over, and I'm really sensitive to tickling, so, and he kept tickling me, and I said to stop, but he kept doing it just a little bit to tease me, and I'm like, when he's tickling me, I have like a little accident, and I let out just like a small little bit of pee into my underwear and my gray leggings, and it's like not enough that he notices right away, but it's enough for me to feel really embarrassed and humiliated, so I like panic, and I don't know what to do, and I like move my hips and my butt away from him, and I like try to get up and like hold my hands like behind my butt while I walk out of the room and run to the bathroom to try and use some toilet paper to like sop up the pee stain that's like really obviously on my butt and on my crotch. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I like thinking about like the most awkward, humiliating scenarios. I don't know why it feels so good to think about it. I just want to be embarrassed so bad, and then maybe while I'm in the bathroom trying to get rid of the pee stain and it's not working, he asks me what's wrong and what happened, and the bed Joshua just a little bit wet, and he tells me he knows I had an accident, and it's okay, and then he'll clean me up, and it's okay, and then he cleans me, and then he takes off, and then he takes off my pants, and touches my stomach, my sensitive tummy, and then he takes off my underwear, and he pats my pussy dry with some tissue, and I get really squirmy and sensitive. So close to coming from thinking about this. Oh my god, I'm so close to coming. I want to pee my pants in front of someone's on accident so bad. It's so weird, sorry. I like thinking about, like, if I had a boyfriend, like, if he, like, tickled me in public and peed in my pants just a little bit, and I was like, for some reason I really like thinking about gray leggings, like light gray leggings that are really soft, and it's just really obvious if I had any pee accidents. And but if I was in public and he started tickling me and then I just peed in my gray leggings a little bit and there was like a little, well, not little, but a pretty big stain on my butt, and he immediately, like, holds me and comforts me, but he doesn't have a jacket, so while we're walking, he, like, puts his palm on my butt to, like, cover the stain. Oh my goodness, it would be so humiliating and embarrassing, like, walking in public, and he's just like patting my butt and putting his hand over my butt just so people don't see and I don't get more embarrassed. And I like, my face gets all red. I want to be embarrassed so bad. It's just all I want. It's really all I want. It's all I want so bad. It's so horny. I like thinking about, like after my boyfriend like tickles me and I have a little pee accident or whatever and he's doing that, then when we get home he like makes me sit down on the bed and he says that we have to talk, and he says that he thinks I've been having too many accidents and he doesn't want me to be more embarrassed, or he doesn't want to risk like having to clean me up in public or having me like wet the bed. And so he tells me that if like I'm ever gonna be in his bed or if I'm ever gonna be hanging out with him, that I have to wear diapers. Oh, it's so embarrassing. And then he says that he bought some for me and he puts them on me and he makes me wear them in public and he makes me wear them when we're cuddling and in bed. And oh my god. Oh, I need it so bad. I need it so bad. I need it so bad. such a loser. I can't believe that this is like the only thing I can really come to that much. I think God cursed me. Because I only want to be embarrassed by the weirdest things. I just want to pee my pants. I want to pee my pants. I want to pee my pants and then be forced to wear diapers. And then... having sex with me and his penis was like inside of me, like he was on top of me, or yeah, if he was on top of me and I really had to pee and he puts a towel under me and tells me it's okay if I have to pee, and he embarrasses me and tells me like, "Oh, I know you're embarrassed, but it's okay, and you can pee and things like that, because I'm such a loser, and I just want to pee. I just want to pee everywhere. I want to pee on accident everywhere and pee my pants. And I want to be embarrassed. Oh, I want to pee on accident while a guy's cock is inside of me. And when I get really embarrassed, he puts his mouth over me and shoves his cock, he puts his hand over my mouth and he shoves his cock really deep inside me and starts pounding me even harder when I have a pee accident. Oh yeah, I wanna come. I wanna come thinking about that. Oh yeah, I wanna come thinking about that. Oh yeah. For listening to me. God, I'm such a loser. I'm such a pathetic loser. But thank you so much for listening to me. If you listen to me, it really means a lot. I like when people listen to me. I have to catch my breath. Oh my god, my stomach. I'm sorry, this is embarrassing. Okay, I'm gonna go now. I'm sorry about my stomach noises. I'm sorry.